Okay, interview the dog goalkeeper Gary Rogers. Gary, great night for you tonight. 3-1 win. You can't really ask for anything more than that.
We could ask for a clean sheet and make us a little bit happier. But look, it's 3 points, puts us back top of the table. That was, you know, the goal tonight, to come out here and pick up valuable 3 points, and that's what we've achieved.
You were 2-0 up in the first 27 minutes. The first goal I thought was absolutely top class. Great goal from Pat Holborn. And then the second goal from Robbie Benson. It looked at that stage you were in full control, but second half they got a quick goal back early on in the second half. I didn't see the goal, but were you annoyed with it?
Yeah, look, we were obviously disappointed with the goal. Look, it was a short back pass and played Jake in, but look, that's gone. I think, you know, it did make the game more difficult for us, but I think, you know, we dug in then and, you know, got a hold of the game. I think there was a 10-minute spell where they, you know, they looked dangerous, but we were delighted obviously to get the third goal and that made life a little bit easier for us. But like you say, the first half we played really well, put ourselves in a good position. Obviously disappointing to lose a goal and make it difficult for ourselves, but look, it still turned out to be 3 points as well.
In a way, games are always difficult, I suppose, and against a team that's struggling at the bottom, you just can't take anything for granted. You didn't take anything for granted. It was a very professional performance.
Yeah, I think that's one thing, you know, the gaffer instills in us that there's no complacency. You know, you have to give everyone the same respect. That, you know, every team in this league is capable of hurting it. And like you've seen from, you know, Bray coming at the goal in the second half and make a real game of it in the second half. So, look, and that goes for anybody in the league. We're going to have a real tough game on Monday up in Sligo, so we have to prepare properly and go about our business properly and try and get another 3 points up there.
Yeah, they won tonight against Limerick. It eases their pressure considerably at the bottom of the table, but they'll still be gunning for another win.
Yeah, I think they've won the last two league games, although they'll be disappointed with their recent cup results. But, you know, in the league they've won the up in Derry and they beat obviously Limerick tonight, so, you know, they'll be they'll be confident going into the game. They've been playing quite well at times. I know the cup results are disappointing, but, you know, they've got some good players there, and we'll have to be on top of our game to get a result.
So you have a busy period now coming up. I think it's four games or something in the space of 2 weeks, 12 days or something, so it's going to be a busy time, but you're used to it.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I think the one thing is lads are here, they want to play football, and, you know, we're going to get the opportunity to play four games in quick succession, so hopefully you know, our fitness will stand to us over that period, and hopefully we'll get the wins that we need.
Well done.
No worries.
Thanks a million. Thanks, Gary. Thank you.